And welcome to the Unofficial Controller Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast, episode 180. Probably deserves a fanfare. If you don't hear it in the edit, we ran out of money. Gamescom 2023 roundup and news blowout with me, George, and this week joined by RGT, a triumphant return from the sexy looking Bobby, where they're Jeff Keighley to my Jeff. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Bobby, it's been a while since I've seen you. Mediterranean sun-seeking holiday been treating you? Obviously, you moved out to Ibiza to practice yoga. Has that been going well?
I can do a, what do you call it, when you sit down and cross your legs?
Sit down with your legs crossed?
I could do that now. Yep, knees don't hurt, which is great.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, a little bit more flexibility to my body.
Well, this is the life the Fur Cake Corporation, new owners of the show, will give you. I, for one, have yet to get my contract signed. Apparently, they don't want me. So I'm just still working on hobo rights. Yeah. I mean, this reminds me when the show got bought by Zootamax Media and I had to buy it back. It was a painful do. But living in New York with you was a great experience.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. You're one of my best roommates ever.
One of the best. Ouch.
Yeah, not the best.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wonderful. Glad to have you back. RGT, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. End of chat. Fine.
Yep,
great.
Done.
Here we go.
Right. Man, see you next week.
That's all we have time for this week.
Back to the studio.
You wanted in and out so you could suck on a carbon sausage, so you got it.
Yeah, I suppose you mean a barbecue, hopefully.
Ooh, I do, although that did sound like the sort of thing that RoboCop would put on his Tinder.
Anywho,
before we get away with ourselves, it's a PG show. What have you been playing? And let's aim this at Bobby, because he's got a stack of freshly sunbaked Mediterranean goodness from his three-month excursion. Bobby, what have you been playing?
To be honest, just Diablo 4.
Wow.
Well, but you put some hours in that, haven't you, Bobby?
About 300-something hours.
300?
Something hours, yeah. Me and my stepdad.
Wow.
And my boy Marlon.
How is Marlon?
He's all right. He's doing good.
Yeah. Have you platinumed it yet, or are you still trying to platinum that?
Still trying. We just, I'm two levels away from the hardcore level 50.
Wow.
And then all we have to do is beat Lilith at level 100. And we were all level 100. And we tried to go beat Lilith. And then she just smacked us one time and we all died at the same time.
Well, no way.
So we said we have to keep playing. We need better, clearly need better gear before we do that again. That was bad. That was actually embarrassing. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. But we tried a couple times and complete fail.
So this game, tough.
This game in between your yoga activities has been the main draw of your every waking gaming moment?
Yeah, pretty much. I just haven't had time to do anything else. The flexibility is key, though.
In every way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if that's a Lilith-like bombshell dropped on what you've been playing, I must turn to Norfolk's answer to Nathan Drake.
Norfolk?
Oh, Norfolk. Whatever. Suffolk. Same deal.
Stop it.
Okay, Suffolk's answer to Nathan Drake.
Damage is done.
Neil Duck.
Right, anyway.
Dave Mallard. What have you been playing?
Only really sort of three games this week, but one has grabbed me a bit, which we'll get into last. A little bit more SnowRunner. I won't bore you with that. Just been doing
no,
a few
bore me with it.
I won't bore you, but I'll probably bore the audience. But I've just been getting a few more. I'm trying to clear as much as I can of the Black River Township map as I can before moving on. So I'm just trying to grind out every mission on there and everything, you know, get as much money out before moving on the next
map. Is that the map we played on predominantly?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I maxed it out. How did you get
I haven't maxed it yet. I'm about 2/3 through it.
Are you further than we got together?
Oh, God, yeah.
How did you get that great big thing down because, that great big thing? What did we do wrong?
Well, we didn't open up the other road, and we had a rather pathetic truck trying to pull something that was about 8 times the size of it because you were determined to get it down there. Nope, RGT, we are going down this way, and we are going to do it. So that ended up in carnage, whereas I just fixed the bridge on the road, went back, got it with my 8-wheeler, and just towed it over there.
Used anyway, the right gear, right?
Yeah. All the gear, no idea. But, just been grinding away on them, getting them done. Been playing the beta of EA FC 24.
How's that on Switch? How's that working out for you?
Unfortunately for you, now it's on PS5, so you're probably not interested because you're all Switch.
So last gen.
You can just doze off while I talk to Bobby about EA FC. Well,
anyway, just as a proviso, Bobby, while you've been away, I've gone all in on the Switch.
Oh, wow.
Everything I dedicate myself to is now Switch here.
That's unfortunate.
He's holding up Mario toys for the listeners.
Yeah.
He's gone a bit obsessed with it, Bobby. For a bloke that hated the Switch, he's a quick turnaround. But there you go.
What's on there?
What's on the Switch?
Yeah, what are you doing on the Switch?
Oh, you get ready for this, baby. Get ready.
Oh, boy.
The show predominantly has been 2 hours of me waxing lyrical about Switch games.
Alrighty.
Yeah, be prepared, Bobby. That's all I say.
I see why you've been in the med.
PS5's gone in the bin. Series X is out the window.
No, it's now a Switch display unit.
Yeah, you walk in his living room and that's like Nintendo World of Lincoln.
That's amazing.
Farmerton.
Yeah. Well, Farmerton, yeah, I should say. Sorry.
For the OG fans.
Yeah, broke the fourth wall a bit there.
Broke back Farmerton Mountain.
Anyway, yeah, so EA FC 24. And I was a bit disappointed because I've been playing a career mode with Bradford City on there, and they done an update yesterday and I've lost everything. But it is only the beta. So I've put about...
Oh, my God.
I've put about 25 hours into career mode just now.
Is it fundamentally...
How is it better?
Yeah, that's the question. Is it fundamentally the same game and they've just changed the name, or is it actually better than the ground up?
At first, I didn't think the gameplay had changed much until Friday night when I have a FIFA night with my mate. On a Friday, we do a career every year on the game. I went and played FIFA 23 and realised that FIFA 23 is quite a lot quicker. The game's a bit more tactical, it feels, on EA FC 24. It's not major changes, but subtly different. But also, you in career mode now, you have to hire your coaches. So you need a defensive coach, you need a midfield coach, you need an attacking coach. So you can, obviously, you get your funds to try and get the best coach you can for them areas. You also have to individually train your players for whether you push them more towards their fitness or more towards their match sharpness. So that's a balance and act. If you push them for their... If you push them flat out for sharpness, they'll go into a game unfit. Whereas if you push them more for fitness, they'll go in, they won't be as sharp. So you have to try and balance it out to aim. You know, so if you've got players that are sitting on the bench all the time, they aim for fitness, so they're ready to come on. Or sharpness, so they're ready to go just in a few minutes. So you can balance them out individually how you do it, which is quite a nice little touch.
That's awesome.
You can also do pre-match training. So when you go out to get ready for a game, before you go onto your screen for your team management, you can do a team training session now. So you can get your strikers out, do a bit of shooting, get the confidence up before you play. So that's really good. And also, which I do quite like, it's only a little touch, but that's when the referee makes a decision now, it goes into first person with the referee. So all the players are, you know, he's splitting them up and they're all going, and then he's getting his card out and showing him, and you see it from his eyes, what it's like on the pitch. You can hear the players all arguing, which is quite good.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's all little subtle changes, but so far I've actually really enjoyed it. Some of the stuff's the same. Your stadium creator and bits and pieces are all the same. But it's still all those little fine touches, which it's more in-depth, I'd say. Definitely more in-depth, more towards a management game that you play the matches. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Just disappointed that I lost all my progress. Because,
when you're in that manager career mode, do you get to design your, like, create a manager?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do everything.
Stood there in the massive, like, duvet, giving it the Billy Big Lips.
Yeah, you have a set model to pick from. It's about 7 or 8 models, and then you get that model, and then you fine tune it to what you want to look, you know, what your manager to look like. And then when you try and sign a player, you like meet him in a restaurant, and you go through and you negotiate with the player what you want, what you want to offer him, and how many year contract, and does he get add-ons, does he get this, and you negotiate your contracts with each player.
Ooh. Yeah, because for me, when I was playing, I did manager mode. I made myself, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I'm a Manchester United fan, pretty much the entire team I traded away.
Mm.
And I was tired of sitting in that little tea spot, getting that tea. That was a bit annoying. We could have had other restaurants, you know. And if the player wasn't big enough, it was a phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, just big enough.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite good. I do find this where the free transfer market's better. You can really find some good free transfers in there, some young lads that have been released. Train them up, get them to first team quality, get them a bit of value in, or you can get some pros that have just been released of some big clubs, bring them down a level and, you know, promise them a couple of year contract to get a bit of experience in.
Warning, max tolerance for football game. Okay, listeners.
On that note, then, I'll go on to the next game I'll be playing.
Some of them will be into that, but I didn't want to, we're in the weeds here.
Yeah.
Just to sum it up, you think it's an improvement over the yearly?
I'm excited.
FIFA updates.
Definitely. I don't. If you're in, I can't speak on the other modes. I only play career mode. I don't play foot. I don't play any of those. I only play career mode. And from a career mode stance, there's enough tweaks in there to make me want to buy that day one. So that's what I'll say. But the other game I've been playing is, this was recommended to. Well, it's recommended to us, actually, George, when we were at Timeless.
It was, yeah. Marathon Gaming.
By Marathon Gaming. Scott's a great lad. Subscribe to his YouTube channel, everyone out there, because he's got a brilliant channel. Regularly uploads videos of him flipping stuff and buying games. And in his games, he's got an awesome games room, arcade machines. He's a great guy, and he recommended Brotato.
Hang on, before we get into Brotato, is the ink dry? Can we announce him coming on or no?
No. Although you've sort of said it. I've sent him a message, but you haven't replied yet. Scott, reply to your message. And then we'll organise him coming on.
No one puts RGT in the corner.
So I don't think he's seen it yet. But yeah, Scott, I've sent you a message. I've DM'd you, replied. But yeah, Scott will come on.
I'm excited for that. I like his,
definitely.
Being a new Switch advocate, I'm a big fan of the content.
Tattoos, everything. So I've been playing Brotato. $4.99 on the eStore, this was.
Looks amazing.
It is, it's a roguelike. You'd like it, Bobby. It is a roguelike.
Can I just say, I know this is a little bit of a sign angle, but the deals on the eShop are phenomenal. Big games, 89p. New games, £3. You know, what's going on there?
If you're looking for your big games, when they got the deals on, they tend to be deals. If you're scrolling through because you're just browsing, there's a lot of mobile rubbish on there. But the actual big game deals, there is some good deals on there at the moment. Mm. Some
indie brilliant games, stuff like that. I was shocked.
Yeah, some big releases just for a few pounds. You know, it's really good. But Brotato, so it's a roguelike single screen game. As the name suggests, you're a potato. And each wave is 20 waves to complete a run. And each wave, you can improve your weapons. You can improve your melee attacks, your range, everything. You have a whole list on the side from harvesting to HP to critical hits. And you'll get add-ons and you'll get weapons and you can keep improving them. But if you get, say, a weapon that's on offer that's the same as what you've got, you can combine it to make it stronger. And it's very similar. It's a very like broken down version of Hades, really, mm-hmm. depending on what weapon you use and how you upgrade it to what you've got. So, I mean, you might not have much in melee attack, but as the rounds get on further, the waves get harder and they're surrounding you, If you haven't got good melee, you're going to die quick. So you've got to sort of try and balance it to get through. I know Scott has done a complete run through. I've got twice to wave 19 and died, so I didn't quite make wave 20. But it is so addictive. And for me this week, being so busy with all the podcast stuff, has been brilliant this game, because if you've got your Switch on you, you just quickly click on, a wave can take you 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, have a quick blast and then carry on again. And it's just been absolutely brilliant, just cracking on with that and getting on with some more work, coming back, playing a game, going off. Oh, it's fantastic. And for $4.99, this is a really good game. Controls are good. It's got that good difficulty curve. It's got that real satisfaction with the weapons and that. As you upgrade them, you can feel the difference. And it's also got that you want to keep coming back, because you keep thinking, I died that time, maybe I should invest more in a melee, or should I invest more in my harvesting, or blah, blah, blah. And you just keep wanting to go and go and go. And I don't even know how many runs I've done. Done loads of runs, but I would definitely recommend it. But I ain't, like I say, it's not a recommendation for me. That will be for Marathon Gaming. So yeah, Bro Tato, give it a go.
The friend of the show is in the Discord?
Yes, he is. Yes. Yep.
So go say hello and check out his content. Is that you all done and dusted?
That is me done.
Okay, well, it's time for me to pull up a chair, ladies and gentlemen, grab a duvet.
Get your feet up, Bobby, and probably just get a little face mask on, a little blind, because you're probably going to be dozing off now, because we're now going to get Switch Chat with George.
Little then.
Let's start by saying I thought I'd completed my rehabilitation from Anno. I thought we were square. I thought I was done. The only thing I didn't do was delete it from the hard drive. Fatal error. I'm all in on PS5 Anno 1800 all over again. I'm doing well. I need to start again, though, because I'm in like a sandbox mode. And I've
start again?
Yeah, I'll just keep starting again. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. at least that's what I'm telling myself. Still just such a wonderful game. All the little systems and subsystems add up. I've crunched. There's two remaining AI competitors. I've crunched them down to the smallest island on the main map and the last two remaining islands that they've got on the other one, so they can still survive. I've then bought shares in their islands, 100% on all of the property that they own. So every time they earn a penny, they owe me 80% of it, which feels great. So I've crushed them.
You're a bit of an evil dictator, really, aren't you?
Yeah, but now I'm working on the relationship with them. And I'm actually like getting them back up to be my friends, so I can do trade rights with them again. Perfect.
I don't think they've got a lot of choice, to be honest. I think
no, not, me neither.
I don't think there's no negotiations. Do you want to live? Yes.
And then without getting too deep on it, I've been using the cross-save functionality between PS5 and Switch to continue my playthrough of Witcher 3. So when I can't sit down on the PS5 and play it, I'm able to carry on the Switch seamlessly, which has been fun. Game's still charming to me. Been having a little mooch through the side quests. I'm still quite enjoying it. That PS5 patch obviously makes it a little bit of a grind going back to the Switch, but it's a great game on either system. So for the majority of what you're doing, it's fun. Then we're going to get into the weeds. We're going to get into the weeds here a little bit. So I was in local supermarket and I saw the good Star Wars double pack for a very affordable price. Racer and Star Wars Republic Commando. Racer's visuals have not aged as well as you would like to remember.
On PS4.
That was a hallmark for me on N64. I played that a lot, and it looks like an N64 game, as you can imagine. But the playability is still there. It's amazing how things come on. Because I remember when I first sat down to play that, I literally felt I was in the film. I sit down to play it now and just feel like I'm streaming through various different yellows. But, you know, still, for the most part, an interesting little side note. The Republic Commando, the Xbox original exclusive, now available to everybody, PS4, Xbox, Switch, call it what you want. That is an interesting game. It's marred a little bit by loading screens, which I think comes from emulation. They've just ported them over. They've not kind of gone in and cleaned it up in any way. But still an interesting game. Good game. Not overly difficult. the team-based squad aspect of it, where you get them to blow doors and cover you or vice versa, is pretty interesting. So I'm
don't you have sort of each guy does a different thing, like one's got an explosive expert and one's a...
Yeah, kind of, although you can either do it yourself or get them to do it. So it's quite open and free in terms of what you want to do, especially if one of them gets pinned down or wounded. You can bring them back with a back-to-pack, as they call it in this. But or you can get them to bring you back, revive you, which, as long as they're not pinned down or overly swamped by enemies, that's what they do. So there's that. Let's put that to one side. The other thing, a couple of other things on Switch have been keeping me interested. Let's get the first one out of the way, because I've played this, not extensively, but to some degree on PS4. It's called War Is Mine, The War Is Mine, something like that. It's like a roguelike survival game where you go and get things and bring them back. I mean, to be honest with you, although it's quite an addictive little loop, it did take me from feeling quite good about myself to feeling pretty morbidly.
Yeah, down. I was going to say, I think, didn't we get that on PS Plus a few
years ago? We got it with the kids.
Is that what?
Yeah. It's so like this War of Mine something. So,
I think I played the children,
something like that.
Yeah, that's correct.
I played about 10 minutes of that. And that was quite a bit tearjerker and
It's in its simplest form, when you just play Vanilla War Is Mine, it's just like a roguelike. But then they've got something which I've touched it on PS4, but I haven't touched it on Switch, is because I really wanted to learn those finer mechanics before going through the story. Because the thing is, mechanics are pretty unforgiving, if I'm honest with you. Just getting enough food to survive is hard. And my kid went into a depression cycle that was so deep that it probably took me an in-game week to get her out of it, which was hard work. Mm. I don't know why, but on the Switch it feels terribly hard, where they should have been able to just press the screen on the thing you want. You have to walk the character backward and forward and then use the D-pad to select. It's a bit messy. But the game, for all intents and purposes, is good. And I've been enjoying it, if you can enjoy a game, such a dark game. The one that's grabbed me, and this is where we talk about those eShop bargains, less than £4, Vampire Survivors. Now, this isn't normally my cup of tea. Now, I know it's probably poor man's Brotato. Mm. Hold your horses here. It's still an absolutely cracking game. Mm. Bobby, if you need a game, you know your game series that you did on your Instagram page that was good games to play while taking a poop?
Yeah, yeah.
These two games fall well into that category. Brotato and Vampire Survivors. Mm. Next time you take the... take the derriere for a little chat with a porcelain telephone, you ought to take your little Switch.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I might as well.
Take it with you. Take Vampire Survivors or Brotato. But in this case, I'm recommending Vampire Survivors just because it's the one I've played. Absolute crack. I'm using it as methadone to get me off anno. I'm not even that's mucking amazing. About. Yeah.
I'll definitely try it.
You need to. It's very similar to what RGT described Brotato, so I'm not going to completely repeat it, but
I've heard about this game.
It's just, I'll have one more go. That run lasted 6 minutes, and you get one that lasts 15. Mm. Then you get lucky with the drops, and you do another one that lasts, you know, I've took one guy through to, it was 29:56, I think it was, or 19. Wow. I've definitely done over 20 minutes now, and then into that next one. And I had my person so leveled up with shield and garlic that they were just obliterating off the sides. And you know when you've got that game nailed, when you're looking for the swarms. When you first start, when these bat swarms come, you're like, no. But then when you get further in, it's probably the same in Brotato, they have these swarms that come at you and you actually go hunting them out and you just kind of obliterate them as you walk through to get the XP. You know, when you first start playing, you're like, absolutely no way, and you run away from them. But then when you like, you just front it up like, come at me! Yes, give me that XP. All right, it feels good. Before we get into the news, your contract dictates, RGT, that I need to sing your theme tune. For those that are getting a bit bored of this, I'm sorry, but with 4K taking all the money, seemingly doing the bank, Bobby's Mediterranean run, RGT's about to go out to the Caribbean, as our American listeners would understand. This is why it's me singing it. RGT, is like the Lone Ranger. running on down
to bring hidden gems to me.
Wow, did you have a backup like, singer then, or
like,
was that you?
I felt like I felt it, but I didn't hear it, but I felt it.
I think that's and how most
my,
people...
My it was, felt it.
I mean, maybe dogs heard it, but I definitely felt it. Right there. Yeah. It was that weird, you held it, and I knew you did. Not sure if we heard it, though.
The hounds are all howling.
Let's do it next week. Let's try again.
Okay. Oh, it's good right. to have him back in it. The Mediterranean doesn't deserve this boy.
No way. He's ours. Right, this game is actually a party game.
Oh, are we doing the guess?
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, if you remember, we have to guess this as it creeps out of RGT's mouth. Game.
Now, I love this game. It's not normally one I would put as the hidden gem, but I think there's great fun to be had with this. And also, it is rocketing up in price at the moment, which has surprised me, so I'm going to get it in now.
Ooh.
So, yeah, this is really weird. But it's developed by City Games. It is published by Red Mile Entertainment, and I played it on the PS2. There is a PSP version, and there is even, until I didn't know till today, is a DS version, but I shouldn't bother with that. But there is, yeah, PSP and DS versions, and it was released, surprisingly, for the PS2 in 2007. This game came out to not bad reviews.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
Is it Golden Balls with Jasper Carrot?
Nope.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
This is a 15 rated game over here, or M, across the pond.
Confessions of a Window Cleaner.
This is a version of a popular TV show that also had movies.
You don't know Jack?
Telex.
No. It's a 15 rated. You want to know, boys?
Bear all. Show us what you've got.
I'm now going to show them on the medium of Zoom.
Oh, wow. I didn't think that was a party game. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
It's Jackass the Game. Or Jackass, as they say.
I never would have got that.
Now, when I bought this game a few years ago, this was a 50p, £1 game. Because I think people thought it's a licensed game from a silly show. It's going to be rubbish. You actually play through it, and I've played through this game and 100%ed it on about four occasions. And it is, if you like silly humour, it is hilarious. If you get your friends around, you got a PS2 and play this, it is hilarious. A few beers, so funny. It's a mixture of different games from, I think there's a couple of timed games we have to do, you know, what do you call them? We have to time with button presses. But other than that, you've got games like there's
what,
silly
QTE
ones.
Games?
Yes, that's it, yeah. QTE games. Only a couple of them, I think. Like one of them is Party Boy dancing in a TV shop and you've got to do all his moves in his thong with his famous music.
With PS2 graphics, please, hold my drink.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I'm done.
And then you've got Zorban on a rooftop. You have to try and stay as long as you can without and knock all the other people off the top of a skyscraper with a Zorb ball.
It's basically Fusion Frenzy with a Jackass skin.
Pretty much, yeah. But this has got a bit of a story. If you play the story mode, basically Jeff Tremaine has hurt him himself in his gentleman's area, and he can't direct it, so you have to take over directing the show. So you have 36 different stunts, and you have to get as many of the objectives in each stunt before you move on to the next one. And there's things from, like, capture the flag in golf carts on a crazy golf course with the attendants trying to chase you. You've got poo diving. You've got just really stupid things, but it is really funny. But if you go on eBay now, these are creeping towards £20 a copy.
Wow.
But you can get it cheaper. CEX over here, which is probably similar to your GameStop in America. CEX, you could probably pick it up for £8 to £10. But it is just for a party game. It's, you know, most party games are a bit like your Mario parties. This is that bit more adult, bit silly, but just really good fun time. So yeah, Jackass the game. Definitely recommend it.
Wow. Okay.
Never would have guessed that.
No,
I never saw that coming.
Actually, the PSP version is very good as well. If you plan it on the go, you could swap turns with friends on the PSP. Very good. So, yeah, recommend it.
Okay. Breathing life back into Sony's dead handheld. For one, can appreciate that. With that all said and done, thank you, RG, for another cracking hidden gem. That'll be up on the Discord for you to check out as and when RGT deems it necessary. And Bada Bingster's done the art. Thank you to Bada Bingster once again for his courageous behind-the-scenes activities.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to Boba Labor for keeping the Discord up and running and operational on a daily basis. Can't be easy. That thing's probably held together with sticky tape and
And also, Boba Labor has picked the August comment of the month.
Should we do that now before we get into the news?
Sorry, take it back. July comment of the month. We'll do August at the end of this month. But he has done with
it. Let's get that out of the way then. Who is comment of the month?
He has chosen the Game and Graham because Game and Graham put, he got the chat, is it GPT, whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah, GPT.
He got the AI to write a poem about the Unofficial Controller podcast. Would you like me to read it?
Yes. I would.
La, 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 la. Right. In the realm of... Don't make me laugh. I'm trying to be professional. This is serious. This is Poetry Corner with RGT.
Listen, right. Poetry's big time on podcasts right now. So this is us right in that sort of hidden sweet spot of SEO optimization.
Oh, definitely. In the realm of games, they hold the key. The Unofficial Controller, a pod so free. With laughs and insights, they entertain from retro classics to the newest games. They reign. They share gaming tales, both wild and grand, a community united across the land. Controllers in hand, they embark on quests, sharing their passion. They're among the best. So tune in now to this podcast delight, gaming discussions that shine so bright. The Unofficial Controller, the show to pursue, a journey through pixels for gamers like you.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and that was...
Send ChatGPT the prize. That was phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you want a fridge magnet? So
I will add it to my collection.
So, yes, so Game and Graham, well done. You have won the comment of the month for July.
Well done, sir. That was sublime.
And you have got coming to you a couple of download codes for some PC games. We got some new PC games.
That's cutting edge stuff with codes. We don't just sit on them and, like, stuffed pigs. We give them out.
Yes. And I can't remember if you've got magnets and that. So let me know, Game of Graham. Send me a DM if you want some more magnets. Let me know. I'll chuck some more. In. Yeah. Just a bit of artwork. And we'll go from there. I'll have a little goodie bag for you. So
still working through the OLL signed OLL merch.
God, can't shift that for love the money. Using it as toilet paper at the minute.
Yeah. Wow. They're slick. They're like a...
They're hard work, but, you know, times are hard.
It can't be too slick, you know. It has to have some kind of grab, you know.
They don't have any grab. So basically, RGT just moves this mound of, like, feces around his back door all afternoon.
Oh, dear.
PG. PG. Yeah, so anyway, back to the competition winner. We're done. George is in a bit of a state.
Call it Vampire Survivors. Well done, Gaming Graham. Long time support of the show. Big character in the Discord. It's nice to see. Lovely man as well. So,
yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, full power to him and a worthy winner. So that's awesome stuff. Don't forget,
Congrats.
Get your eyes down, get your comments in, be on the Discord, be controversial, be a little bit pithy if you want to. That's the place for it. And it's also the place where you can win big, I would say. With that all said and done, oh, Bobby, by the way, we're not pumping the Discord too hard anymore because I think we've made it seem uncool by making it the thing, you know? I know it's free. I know it's where the show continues off air when we're not on. It's the place that you can ask us all questions and all that sort of stuff, but we're not pumping it now because we're trying to create this allure to it, you know?
Not a secret society.
Like a secret society, yeah.
Like the Midnight Club, Bananas are Pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I expected to watch that show. Like, okay, it's a little horror show.
First rule of Unofficial Controller.
Kept crying.
No one talks about Unofficial Controller.
You kept crying.
Very sad, actually, the show.
Oh, okay.
It's, you ever seen Are You Afraid of the Dark? You ever heard of that show?
No.
Is it like Eerie Indiana?
No, but that's another great show that I forgot about till now. Basically, a bunch of kids got together around a campfire and they told stories. And it was meant for kids, you know? This was meant for like maybe tweens, a little bit older teenagers, but not too old. So same thing, but they all have terminal illness.
Wow, Bobby.
Didn't expect that coming into the show. So, there was, I guess there was what you would call, I guess, some horror, but nothing really scary. More depressing, really.
I think we needed that, just to sound like get the mood right as we head into the news.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know why it just made me think about that. So, my bad. All right, let's continue. Sorry.
That chat spawned off the Unofficial Controller Discord.
Yeah. It did. Netflix.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's kick things up a beat. It's the news. It's the reason why everyone's here. It's gathering darkest region of the internet to bring you the latest stories. First up, Gamescom News Blowout. Says it in the title. We deliver here at the UCP. We don't just do clickbait. Okay, we've been known to do a little bit of that, but we're not doing that today. Okay? Get ready. This is like a compressed run-through. Really, of the highlights of Gamescom news. And then there's more. That's why it's a news blowout. You know? That's how we do it. Black Myth Wukong continues to look mightily impressive in a new gameplay trailer. Bobby, this is one you've been keeping your eye on. Are you excited for this?
Isn't that out already?
I didn't think it was.
Oh, you think the Wulong?
Wulong. Fallen Dynasty.
Oh, okay. I have that in plastic. Okay. But this is still the same thing, kind of similar.
Well, there we go. Good job you're keeping your eye on it.
I could have sworn, I'm sorry.
Well, this next one was enough to get OG Tom out of retirement to send me a message about. Open world RPG Crimson Desert looks borderline unbelievable in new gameplay blowout. Now, when I saw this is one of those games where it's like Witcher 3, but you can go anywhere and do anything to an even higher standard. Everything kind of looks a little bit destructible. You can kind of do all sorts of things. It looks a little bit like Witcher 3 meets Elden Ring, if I'm being honest with you. And if it can live up to that promise with that graphical fidelity, unbelievable.
Do you think this is the start of people actually using the next-gen machine's capability a bit more now?
I feel like we're on the button of it now.
Mm.
I feel like we should have been there, but that's another thing.
Yes, definitely.
That is another story, but this looks to be on the edge of making that dream a reality. Probably find out it's got a PS4 port next week, but you know, we're hoping.
Yeah, Switch.
It's on Switch. It's not. We're hoping this, although some of these games, one of them in particular, which I'll speak about at the end, is, and I... Okay. In other news, Little Nightmares 3 from Until Dawn Dev is announced, which is great news. I know that's a lot of people's favourite little game to go to. I don't know about you gentlemen, but a trilogy of those games certainly attracts attention.
Definitely.
Tekken 8 going to be out January 2024 with a release date confirmed. They're also adding in new single-player mode, Avatar Creation, and confirms a bunch of returning characters. Gentlemen, adding an Avatar Creation mode into a fighting game, does that make sense?
It's different, isn't it, if you're... Yeah.
It's big in the wrestling game scene. It's big in the sports scene.
Yeah, the one-on-one fighters tend to play as your favourite character or the one you like to...
Exactly. Use. This was the bit that ground me out with the new Street Fighter. It made me a little bit like, nothing I can create is going to even look half as good as this. But, you know, it seems to be the big thing. Hoyo versus Zenless Zone Zero pulls a new trailer, but still no confirmation on PS5 or PS4. Cyberpunk 2077 2.0 update shows huge changes in action. They're actually getting somewhere close to the promise now. Revised police systems, all that other stuff, and that new DLC dropping. It should be one for the ages. Bobby, you and me, obviously, back in the day, we covered off Cyberpunk, its launch, its disaster, some of the fun that we had with some of the glitches in there. I'll never forget my reverse living in the body of my female compatriot with a flipped face. Pan Am looks better from the outside than the inside out. That's probably all I'll say on that one. Bobby, are you going to revisit Cyberpunk when this DLC drops, or are you done? Bobby has clicked mute for some reason. It's a sad, sad time.
Bobby, come back.
He's gone. He don't even want to talk to us anymore. Let's let Bobby wrestle away with his issues. I don't know what they are. RGT, while we wait for Bobby.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hit the mute button. I was talking the whole time. No idea.
I thought that was just...
I realized that.
Whatever you said was probably the greatest thing that's never been said on this show, but try and recount it to us. Are you
Did
going
we hear
back...
Little Nightmares? Did we hear about that?
Oh, no, no.
I said loved it. Can't wait.
Okay. Tekken 8, playing as...
No.
It's dead to him. Okay. Little Nightmares 3. Let's just go back to that, because you've played one and two. Are you hyped for the third one?
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Mm.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And Cyberpunk?
No.
Why no? Because you enjoyed that ultimately.
I mean, I did, but it's over now.
It's done.
Right? Yeah. Like, it's very rare I go back to a game to play it again.
But what about this DLC?
I don't care.
Wow. Okay. Well, don't hold back, Bobby. Okay.
Bobby. I mean, I feel like the hype is over. I moved on, and that's it.
Okay, they had their window to capture you and then it's gone. Okay, well, Granblue Fantasy Relink release date finally set for February 2024. Sonic Superstars brings colourful co-op to PS5 and other platforms this October. RGT, you've dabbled with some of these newer Sonic games. I don't know if you have, Bobby, Sonic Mania and all that jazz. What about this Sonic Superstars? Does that make you even slightly interested or not?
Yeah, it did actually, because I saw, I think it was a YouTube short of someone there. It might even have been... Our good friend Mike Raves, he's been out at Gamescom and he's doing the Ant stream.
Oh, great, Mike. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you don't turn up to the OLL stream. You don't turn up to OLL, right, even though Ant stream did, but Gamescom, you were there, you know. Yeah. So.
He's a big fish now, big fish.
What's he become?
So I think I might have been on one of his shorts, but they show some footage of that and I thought, this does look back to good 2D Sonic, so I was quite interested. I still haven't even played Frontiers yet.
Mate, 2D Sonic is so dead.
The last Sonic I played was Sonic and Knuckles on the Sega Genesis.
True.
Never look back. Never go forward.
I love Sonic. If you get a really good Sonic game, I will play it. If it's 2D, it's a new adventure. It adds something a little different. I'll play that.
Okay, well... Hyped for you then. Sonic Frontiers Final Horizon Story DLC arrives for free this September. It's not often they give you something that's free that's good. Hang on a minute, that applies to our Discord.
Huh. Yeah, and the show.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. Apart from us, it's not often they give you something free that's good.
Wink, every wink. Week we give you content, whether you like it or not at this point, but you've got something to get you through your drive.
Yep.
That week. That's what we're here for. Okay, Alan Wake 2 takes us to a dark place in this eerie new trailer. Yeah. Now, Alan Wake 2, men, talk to me. Bobby, you're the resident, see what I'm doing there, resident horror.
I'm excited.
Gamer.
I'm excited. I saw a little bit of this, but I don't like to watch games I really want to play. I try not to watch too many trailers or anything.
Okay.
Because then I feel like they give you all the best bits. Kind of aggravating.
I like it how they broke the fourth wall a bit with this game as well, didn't they? Which is really intrigued me.
Yeah, that did. And that's why I had to stop. Because I'm like, you're doing too much too fast for me. And I like to take my time. I like to go slow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm hyped for that. You know, the first game was great. The remake. Have you guys played the remake or not?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it was obviously a big retread through what had come before, and it had lost a little bit of its shine, I think, in the years. But I think Alan Wake 2 certainly sets us up for some stunning promise, and they look set to deliver on that, so I'm excited
for that. Graphics looks really good as well.
Phenomenal. The fact that they're kind of morphing really between real life footage and then fading in and out of the game as well with that fourth wall breaking scenario you talked about, I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Digital only coming this year. Obviously, it's squeezed a little bit because they said, I do believe, to make room for Spider-Man, so they weren't competing with that, which makes sense because the advertising juggernaut that Sony are going to roll out for that. I got the lunchbox, I got the t-shirt, I got the flamethrower. Kids love that one. General Shao Sindel joined Mortal Kombat 1's roster. You can play the crew Motorfest for free in the trial period at launch. RGT, you're the regular driving guru. Is this something that's got your interest piqued, or is it deader to you than something insert comedy here?
Crew 1 and Crew 2, I really enjoyed. A platinumed Crew 2, put a lot of over 200 hours in that. I love that. Really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that having the whole of the American map on is really intriguing.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's obviously it's condensed. I think if you, in game, if you drive from East Coast to West Coast in America, it's about 90 minutes in our time.
You serious?
Yeah, yeah. It's the American sort of scale down whole of America.
That's long.
Yeah, so you can go. Yeah.
And that's driving full speed.
Yeah, it's just driving.
So can you imagine like walking?
I know. Yeah.
My God.
Bad. Yeah. Wow. So I did enjoy that, but I did sign up for the beta for this crew too, but there was a lot of issues with the beta and I just couldn't get it to download. I couldn't do it, but I know Digital Monkery and I do believe maybe the Game and Graham have been playing this beta test of it and they've been really enjoying it. So it has piqued my interest because the thing I liked about the crew, I don't know if you knew what the main thing of the crew was, and that was having a crew. So if you had three friends, the four of you played actual story mode together in a game. So you had your own car, you could get your own paint jobs and customize your cars. You all look the same. You're in an open world map with all other people. You'd go through the story missions together. But in the Crew 2, they changed that. So it was more of a single player game, but you could change at any time into another vehicle. So you could drive along, jump off a cliff into, say, Niagara Falls, change into a boat, go across in a boat, jump off the other end, change to, so it's a bit of a weird way of doing it. I did enjoy it, but the Crew 1 was the best version for me with how you could actually play with your friends in your own gang driving around America doing missions. That's really
good. That's cool.
Okay. Lords of the Fallen sets a creepy tone in new story trailer. Bobby, you seem to piqued by that. Are you happy?
Yeah, me
and
my stepdad been talking about this. Can't wait for it to come out.
Okay.
That'd be another platinum for us.
Wow.
Another one.
First one of that, didn't that bomb a bit, didn't it, Lords of Fallen?
I mean, it was a very slow version of like Demon's Souls, Dark Souls. Very slow paced.
Okay.
But it was still, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was very slow.
Is it like sort of an RPG sort of thing? Is it?
Yeah, like you can upgrade your character, but you can only, in the beginning of the game, you only pick like three. You have like a magic, a power, and something else. So you had to beat the game three times. And they were different. It was different style of play. Yeah. But it was just very slow, man.
Okay. Slick Shooter, The First Descendant gets another great-looking gameplay trailer. This is the one. I mean, if you're a gamer, if you're not all over this, Expeditions is the next off-road sim from the makers of SnowRunner. Trailer piqued my interest. I love the way we get through all these gangbuster games, and I pull the brakes on at Expeditions. Also, coming to Switch, I can't wait to see that hot mess of garbage. Whether this is
did you just complain about the Switch? Mamsie, George is complaining about the Switch.
Let's put the brakes on this myth right now. I've never been here to describe the Switch as an absolute graphical beast. It just suits my on-the-go lifestyle a little bit more right now. And
don't get touchy.
I'm not, but I'm saying that SnowRunner pushes it. How are they going to get expeditions on it? But this looks...
That'd be 16-bit.
2D side-scrolling version.
The PS2 version.
Wow. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. Cross-play as well. Wow. What are you looking at? I don't know. It looks like a tree. No, George, that's a cabin on PS5. Right, okay. Expeditions. This looked great, although a little bit gimmickier than I expected it to. The fact that you go off and you've got to plot your routes, it seemed a little bit more 4x4-y than it did sort of that raw trucking experience. And there's putting drones up to map routes, and it was about picking through the trees and all that sort of stuff. It looks fabulous, but
yeah,
I've got to see if it's...
With SnowRun, you get a bit more... you get a bit more achievement because you've got a load over, you've opened a bridge up, you've opened part of the map, you get a bit more achievement for your actions rather than going from point A to point B.
We'll see. Apparently the expedition's about finding resources and gold and bits and bobs like that for people to start drilling and mining operations. So, you know, it's got a little link or something in there. Thank goodness you're here as an absurd adventure slapformer. Warhammer RTS Realms of Ruin, looking good in gameplay, comes March 17th, November, so some of the good stuff around. 19 minutes of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 campaign gameplay for all you COD nuts out there. And Dustborn's weaponized words hit home, scheduled to be released in early 2024. That was some of the hot picks from Gamescom. Quite exciting stuff in there. Obviously, nothing too major. But as always, a little bit more news. That's why we call it a news blowout. Shall I take this next bit of news? Shall I get started?
Don't mind. I can read if you want.
Before we move on, is there anything that I missed from Gamescom that you boys particularly greased up about, or have I pretty much covered it there?
Yeah, because that was pretty much the news for me, because I didn't watch the news.
Okay.
I watched it on this show, live.
I suppose the only other one was the PlayStation Portal, wasn't it?
Of course, PlayStation Portal. To me,
that was ugly.
I want to get off the fence with this. It's... I need to see proof of its streaming capabilities outside of the home for me to even consider it right now. Obviously, I'm between houses. I've got a pro at one place for streaming the 5. And it struggles with that. And that's obviously due to internet connection or whatever. Some games, like real-time strategies or management games, fine. Anything where you're moving a character around and having to put inputs in and those be timed, a la Star Wars Survivor that recently finished, that was a no way that was going to work. It would load and you could walk around, but if you got into a fight, you just got owned. Everything button press was a second or more behind. It's painful. I'm not blowing north of $200 on a controller with an iPad glued to it for a similar experience. Now, no doubt about it, in your own home, it's going to work great. But over the internet...
What's the point?
No. Well, I suppose at home, their argument would be if your missus wants the TV and you want to keep playing, you can do.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Yeah.
I just don't know why they couldn't just do something like the Switch. I'm not saying you have to put it in, plug it in, but The Switch does offer a lot of good stuff.
I think it's just, I think they didn't want to put the hardware in. I think after the Vita, they didn't want to put all that hardware in.
But I don't know why the Vita didn't do good. That was, I feel like they faulted on that. But that was the way to go to me.
I tell you what, I heard a good explanation the other day. I was watching a YouTube channel. I think I was watching Spawn Wave, and he was saying whenever a console or a bit of tech is successful, the manufacturer will always make as many accessories for that one piece of kit as possible because there's a big majority of people that will buy it. You know, PlayStation's over 40 million sales now, PS5, and that's why we're getting the earbuds, we're getting the new earphones, we're getting a PlayStation Portal, which I will add as well, no Bluetooth. And the only way you can listen on an earphones is if you buy either them new earbuds or the new Pulse 3D headset. Even the original Pulse, which I am wearing now,
that's a bit lost in the weeds, though. It does have a 3.5 mil output.
Oh, it does. But if you want wireless, you have to have the Sony's, which is a bit oof. But I mean, for me, we only have the one big TV in the house. It would be handy for me, but I don't know for $200 how handy that would be. Probably be half a dozen times a year I'd use it. Is it worth me spending $200? And like George says, if you're traveling with that, I need to see proof that that works.
I want to see absolute proof. And the fact that Sony haven't actually gone out on a limb and said that it's going to work over the air. They've said more like, you know, this is for a home solution. They've not doubled down on the fact that you can take.
But can't they do something like with like you could buy data? Like, I could have sworn some handhelds has like their own cellular data or something like that. It's, you can play without Wi-Fi. You pay for like a monthly.
Yeah, Vita had a 3G card and it did,
right?
You know, but 3G now. I mean, I try and look at a web page. I remember when 3G first came out and it felt lightning. And you're like, yeah, this is brilliant. Now, whether they turn that down to sell you 4G phones and then turn that down to sell you 5G. But my phone's literally useless unless it's got 5G.
And like, but they can't do that now. They can't do that.
No.
Oh.
I mean, they probably could do, but they're not going to. And I think that's the issue.
It's an 8-inch screen. If you're tapping that on holiday, that's a big bit of kit to take on holiday to get there, to have a button press that's 2 seconds behind and a screen that looks like it's on a Spectrum. I'm not sure. I'd need to see proof. I think $200 is a good price point, to be fair. I thought if there's anything over that, it's dead in the water. But if 10% of PS5 gamers buy one, that's 4 million sales.
So, I saw them partner with Backbone, I thought, yeah, all right, that's an acceptable halfway house where you're not asking people to chuck down too much. And an iPhone or the latest Android has certainly got enough guts, probably more guts than this Portal thing's got in it. Most phones, obviously, if you bought them on the ticket price brand new out the shop, they're a grand. So the tech in there makes this Portal quiver.
Yeah. And I'm just worried at the minute, Sony are chucking a lot of accessories out, and they do. You know, we always say they're the innovators. They're always trying stuff. They're always, you know, with Vitas to VRs, they're always trying stuff, but sometimes they knock so much stuff out. I mean, PSVR 2. Who's talking about PSVR 2? Who's
does
playing?
My head in. Does
it's
my
gone.
Head in.
It's gone. You know,
it's my No Man's Sky tool at best.
Yeah, you know, and it's just, you're knocking so many peripheries out that they're just getting lost in the weeds. They're just getting
it's
just
starting to smell. I'm not saying it is, but it's starting to get a whiff.
I know what you're gonna say now.
A little bit 32X era, if I'm being honest.
Exactly.
With you.
Yeah. So I was thinking this the other day. This is Sega, the Saturn, the 32X all over again. Chucking so many peripheries out that you just confuse people.
Too much.
Yeah.
On a different note, the earbuds look cool, but does the PS5 have the PS Link technology in that they're hyping, or are you going to have to buy a dongle for that? I mean, bringing out the Portal, bringing out the earbuds, saying that it's got this proprietary Bluetooth tech, not putting Bluetooth in your handheld, but actually putting the chip in for your proprietary earbuds. If that's not already somehow baked into the PS5, that's a bit gross.
Yes.
I mean, my excitement level for this is absolutely zero. Just don't care.
Wow. Not messing about.
Nope.
Okay. Let's get stuck into this.
Right. More war, boy.
Oh, you're having it. Okay.
Yeah, I am. Jump straight in there.
Get in there.
An expansion to the uber-popular PlayStation first-party exclusive God of War Ragnarok is allegedly deep in development, according to notorious leaker, The Snitch.
I mean, what was he going to do with a name like that?
Snitches get stitches, man.
Yeah. At least he keeps his name a bit undercover, so you don't know what he does. It should be noted that while there was a period where the infamous internet tipster was flawless, the Twitter account has changed hands. Therefore, the reliability of the source is more debatable than before. Recently, the social media snoop revealed seemingly accurate details about the rise of Ronin, so does appear to be familiar with Sony's internal affairs. Ever since beating the God of War Ragnarok campaign, we've been expecting some kind of standalone expansion or DLC to the title. This is for a number of reasons. Without delving too deeply into spoilers, the conclusion of the campaign does seem to set up some kind of standalone Atreus adventure.
Yeah.
And it also and it'd also be consistent with Sony's current development philosophy to make large-scale spin-off based on the content and mechanics of its main game. We've seen this in various guises over the years, from the standalone Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales to the meaty Horizon Forbidden West Burning Shores. Snitch says the development is about 60% complete and that a release is planned next year, which makes sense to us. While we're a little iffy on the source, we reckon all the information seems logical and consistent with PlayStation's first-party approach. So we expect this rumour to probably turn out to be true. But if you're itching for more God of War, and the direction and which direction would you like to see potential expansion take, let us know in the Discord.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I played through God of War Ragnarok, the takeaway was I enjoyed playing as Atreus so much.
I haven't played it.
Okay, Bobby, talk to me. Playing through as Atreus, it felt fresh, it felt breathy, it felt not, obviously, Kratos is big chap, he's lumbering, he's down there swinging his axe and his chains, he's doing all this stuff, don't get me wrong, it feels right for him. But in those moments where you controlled Atreus, where you were just zipping around and firing arrows, it felt like a completely different game, and it was certainly a fresh take on the genre that I would actually love to see, because at the end of the game, you kind of see Atreus sort of break out and go his own route, and at the time, we were like, oh, does this mean that 3 is going to head in this route, or maybe this spin-off is the start of an Atreus journey that will tie back in with God of War later down the line. Could you see yourself playing with those controls through a 8-hour campaign as Atreus?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm kind of over it.
Oh.
I'm over the God of War. I think it ended. I think it needs to just end.
You think it's done?
I mean, what else are you going to do, man?
This Atreus spin-off adventure?
What is he going to do? What is the point?
Gonna jump around, ended, shoot arrows.
Moved on.
His mate's going to throw that paint down. It looks great. If that was PS5 exclusive DLC.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I'll have to see. I mean, again, I have no interest in this anymore. I think it's done for me.
Wow. Okay. Bobby single-handedly just throwing haymakers left, right, and Chelsea. He's dug, prepared the tombstone, and literally buried 6 foot deep Kratos and the God of War Ragnarok franchise. As an ode to them, he's thrown in a Cyberpunk 2077 wreath on top, handful of dirt.
Listen, I loved God of War. I thought all the games were great. I loved them. And now I just think it's time to move forward.
Could a remake of 1 and 2 bring you back, or is that just so dead to you now you're done with it?
I mean, what are you going to do it the same way as the new ones?
No, I mean, more like the originals, but with the fresh, you know, the pans and the little character moving up through the scene and then the pan back in and that sort of stuff. No.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Well, that sets us up nicely as Bobby's throat chopped that. It's time for this bit of news. Big Phil, don't fear the Reaper. If you're wondering how far along we are for the current Xbox generation of consoles, we might have an answer. According to head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, he believes the Series X is at the end of the beginning right now. somber news, really. Spencer was asked about Series X specifically by IGN earlier today, where he explained that the initial supply issues somewhat lengthened the beginning of the console's life cycle, and the effects of the COVID lockdown meant that a lot of games got slowed up, which resulted in a swell of recent releases. The Xbox boss went on to suggest that it's important to let devs settle on this hardware and get the most out of it, and reiterate that the focus right now is with the increased storage for the Series S. Spencer has also used this discussion to share his praise for the Steam Deck and the Asus ROG Ally, stating that the latter has become something like a remote Xbox for him. Some interesting tidbits in there, boys. I'll be honest. Phil says that the Series X, and therefore hence the PS5, is at the end of the beginning right now. What does he mean by that, RGT?
I think he's thinking of age-wise, it's getting towards middle of the generation. Which technically he is correct. But on the other hand, I mean, they are at the beginning because they're not producing games. Let's get some games out, Phil. You know, I've got a Series X gathering dust here. Start making some games.
Could that same argument be leveled at the PS5 in some way, Bobby? Are you still feeling like we're waiting to see the PS5 show its true potential?
Definitely, because we keep putting out PS4, PS5 games. It's just do PS5 already. It's time to move on.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you've had your money's worth out of the PS5? Not hours. I know that you've obviously spent hours.
I mean, I've had a good time with it. I feel like whatever was only PS5 looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
And whatever does is on PS4 also looks good. But it's like, we're not releasing the potential yet.
No. I don't think.
And I know there was a lot of issues with COVID and everything and else, and, you know, the financials and everything. But it's you're either going to do it now or you're not, and wait for the PS6. It's ridiculous already.
It's saving. RGT, do you feel the same? Obviously, you're rocking every system under the sun these days. You've even got an Evercade wired to your face. In lieu of eyeballs.
I think on where Sony is at the moment, I think Bobby's hitting the nail on the head. They've been knocking it out of the park with exclusives. They've had a bit of a dry period at the moment, but we've had so many exclusives on a console, which has given us plenty to play, but they haven't hit with that PS4. You're always going to, you know, this is where Xbox has struggled. You're always going to produce for your lesser console and then scale it up for the better one. You're not going to scale one down because it won't run. So they've you know, and the handbrake for the PS5 is the PS4. So if we just start getting PS5 titles, it should be looking really good. As far as Xbox, I think the Series S started off being, I've said this before, started off being, you know, one of the big pluses for them at the start of the generation.
Now it's a big boost, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's now a very big handbrake for them, and that's a problem that they've
I want to say that I think I and lots of people have had some great yardage out of the Series S.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
Mike, if you remember, Mike Grace told us this back at the start of the generation. He said the Series S will be a problem because they will only develop for the lesser console up. So whereas the Series X is the most powerful console in the world, it's actually running third-party games worse than the PS5 because it's a scaled-up Series S version. And I know this week they said they were going to start separating the Series S away in games. So whether they're going to get producers to actually try and make two separate games, I don't know.
This comes back to the Baldur's Gate 3 scenario where they couldn't bring it to X because they couldn't get it working on S.
Yeah. So I think that has been a handbrake.
Which in Xbox's defense, they did send some gurus down there to process.
Definitely. Yeah. But I think if they can get a run of exclusive games, let's hope Starfield kicks off. Let's hope they get some big games coming out. You've got Forza Motorsport. And let's hope that kickstarts them into getting a good series of run of games out, because it is very thin on the ground what they've had. And they had, what was the vampire game they had? Redfall.
Redfall.
That bombed. Halo bombed. You know, you just think, come on, let's get a hit with them and let's get them back on track. It starts getting some big titles out there. And then hopefully that'll be the big beginning of the beginning for the Series X, not the end of the beginning.
Yeah, I would be upset if Spider-Man 2 was also on PS4.
Mm. Yeah, it's not. It's PS5 exclusive. And
oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, and I guess we'll see what it can really do then.
Mm.
I mean, I'm hoping that blows socks off, but, you know, we've seen footage and no disrespect, at times I was thinking,
don't forget as well, every time you see games footage, it's always compressed on YouTube.
Or I know it is. I know it is.
It never looks the same.
I'm cutting them all the slack I've got in the rope drawer right now. But that needs to be obviously good. And yes. I think we talked a couple of weeks ago about ray tracing and how graphically intense it is on the platform. Yet for me, the results, they're not worth it. So just max out your classic shadow and reflection routines, because no one's staring into a window that much. No one's looking at the floor. Yes, it's a nice to have, but implemented badly, dropping it down to 30 FPS or whatever else. It seems like a little bit of marketing speak at the start of this generation of consoles that they've tried to bury deeper than Bobby buried Cyberpunk and Kratos. It's not helping them right now, is it? Is this maybe where these pro consoles step in?
That's also necessary.
Yeah, I mean, these
I won't be doing that again this gen.
I did it, and for what?
These machines are capable of 4K, 60 FPS, and they're not doing it. I don't know why they're not doing it. And I tell you what, like you say, George, ray tracing, if you have ray tracing on or off, yes, it's nice if you stop and look in a window. If you have 30 frames to 60 frames, it's a massive difference. If you start on 60 frames, I did way back on Guardians of the Galaxy, I started on 60 frames per second. I went to fidelity mode and went back to 30. It's nearly unplayable. So the biggest difference for me is, yes, it's nice having your nice ray tracing, reflection and lighting, but come on, let's get games that, it's like Starfield's coming out and it's locked to 30. I mean, come on. We should be 4K 60 on these machines after 3 years nearly.
Yeah.
Should be. That's what, they were promising 8K on the boxes. Come on. It's time that they should all be running.
8K,
it actually says 8K 120 on the box.
Yeah.
They can't do 4K 60.
120 FPS at 1080p, 8K never, 4K 30.
And if machines are capable of it, let's start seeing them. I know for the pandemic, you got to cut the companies a bit of slack for that, but, I know it sounds
Rant, yes, it probably can output at that, so it's not wrong to have it on the box. But the games aren't coming out in that format day in, day out, are they? Let's face it.
No.
And not so.
Needs to.
I think a lot of the PlayStation's issue is because so many of them have been on the PS4, and I think the Xbox's issue is so many of them have been on the Series S.
But this works back. Is it Moore's Law, where game like computers are meant to double in power again and again and again, and for a long time Moore's Law sort of paid off, but now we're kind of getting into the law of diminishing returns? A PS5 on paper is twice as powerful, if not more, than a PS4 Pro, but it's
able to
articulate that in real life.
It's like upscaling a PS2 game on a PS3. What are we doing?
Well, I think the issue is, this is a bit like when the Mega CD came out, or Sega CD in America. They had the hardware, but the companies didn't have the software to make the software for it. So you just literally had 16-bit games on the CD. This reminds me now, I think we've got the hardware, but it seems to me that the devs haven't got the tech to actually make these 4K 60 FPS games. That's what it seems like to me.
They just want to make the money for the PS4 because people still have a PS4.
Probably. I mean, at the end of the day, there's 120 million plus users of the PS4 still.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why, downgrade the game and sell three times the amount of copies.
I mean, they're still appealing to that marketplace. PS4 sold such a gangbuster amount of consoles that you probably can't afford to leave that behind as a developer, as a return on investment.
You can, but if you don't move forward, you're never going to do it. So at some point, you're going to have to do it. I know it's going to hurt, but you're going to have to make people make the switch. You're going to have to go do it.
You need a cutoff point, and then you just need to aim for the next.
Or what's the point of a PS5? Then what was the point of it? Just keep the PS4 and don't make a PS5 if you're not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. This last bit of news, it's an English-centric headline, Bobby, but the news is worldwide.
Just like a pair of old school clerk shoes. Don't know what a school clerk shoe is. I didn't go to one of those. I had Nikes on.
Okay.
Themed Nintendo Switch controllers that contain a collectible figurine inside the grip. This is part of the Realms with a Z accessory line that also includes headsets. There's a bit more of this latest creation from the official website. Realms takes the world of your favorite games and transports them into a controller or headset. You can collect, display, and play with these eye-catching gaming accessories and explore the stories built inside each one. Apart from Sonic, there's also Tails and Knuckles controllers. Switch fans can choose between wired for $39.99 and wireless for $59.99. Versions of the Realms controller and all models come with the customizable LED lighting. Pre-orders are available now. This line will also be extended to other series with a Pimpkin-themed one scheduled to arrive this winter. While these third-party controllers include some added features like an audio jack, it's worth mentioning that they may be missing certain features that you would find on a first-party Nintendo Switch Pro controller.
So this grabbed my attention, RGT, because I know you like collecting
Because it said Switch in the title?
No, or? Just because it's TAT. Okay. Okay. And I know that you and some of the people in the Discord, they love the TAT.
I don't have TAT.
You have high-quality gaming collectibles. TAT is basically just gaming rubbish. Little bits of niff-naff and trivia that people collect, Bobby. That's what TAT is.
This is definitely TAT.
This is definitely TAT. RGT has the purveyor of the highest quality TAT available. Are you going to be adding this to the museum or no?
No.
Okay. What if the new Sonic comes out, it's gangbusters, you're like, yeah, I want a slice of this and I want a Sonic dangler baked in my controller?
I don't know why you would have that. That seems a bit of a random idea. I think the only sort of third-party controllers I've used with a gimmick, and that's because they're quite good controllers, is the Afterglow ones. I've got a Wii U and a PS3 one. They're pretty good, they're quite nice controllers, and they do look quite cool lit up, but having something like that rattling around inside, that's a lot of really poor man's haptics.
Mm. Do you remember the... Yeah, because the haptics have gone to make place for the Sonic collectible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the, as Bobby calls them, Pimpkins.
Yeah. Why? What's it called?
Pikmins.
Pikmins? It's a bit like your M.
I know, but I left it because it's a bit like your Pokemans.
Oh, right.
I prefer Pimpkins.
I do.
Pimpkins is awesome. They finally called it that. That's all gangbusters.
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, the dyslexia really kicked in there.
Yeah.
That was.
Pimpkins 4 now on Switch.
No, Pimpkins and Pokemans. I mean, well, we should have just called that Pokemon. Pokemon. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's that. To anyone who wants to pre-order it, get on the website now. To anyone that doesn't, we're not sponsored by them, so we don't care. if we were sponsored by them, that Realms accessory line, absolutely fantastic. You don't need one when you... RGT, if we were sponsored by Realms, would you be picking one of these up?
Oh, I'd be wearing them as a necklace.
We don't sell out here at the Controller Podcast. Yeah. We give people consumer news.
Yeah, but I'm obliged to because of the Fur K Corporation.
Did you have a pair of Clark's trackers?
Yeah.
Hero.
So you guys had uniforms when you were in school?
Well,
we had uniforms, but we also had you had to have like black smart shoes. But Clark's, the shoes maker in the UK, which is a purveyor of a quality shoe, one would argue.
We have Clark's here.
Oh, Clark's, okay. Well, during the 80s, they used to have this range of shoes that had like little gimmicks built into them. So it looked like a school shoe on the top, but underneath there was like a little heartbeat in the sole, like a little or yellow heartbeat. And you got a little badge, and I think you got that on a key ring as well, and it came with a little comic. I think they were called trackers. Yeah, message me. Harvey Retro's probably just jumped up, span around, done a tizzy, gone on YouTube, looked at all the videos. He's sending me them now, the adverts. I'm sure one of them had a compass built in, or whether that was some sort of
I think some had like little kiddie figures built in this. You'd lifted the sole up underneath and had a little secret figure hidden in the shoe as well.
That's amazing.
That didn't happen during my era, so I don't know what you're messing around with school shoes in your 20s for. Let's leave that where it is.
I might be wearing a pair, you don't know.
Mate, I would actually give him a right arm for a grown-up set of Clark's trackers right now.
I imagine you sitting there in a pair of shorts and a pair of Clark's trackers.
What
would you put in there? A little switch handle?
Yeah.
Side?
And a little, he's got a...
lift up flat for the Joy-Con!
Yeah, he's got a little Joy-Con in each sole, so he's ready to roll in case he meets some friends for a party.
And one of those
Nintendo
of,
game, you can just track yourself and go around the world and make your steps.
Oh, wow. It tracks it with your feet. I was wondering as well if you should build into the sole like a battery pack as well so you could charge your Switch on the go from your shoe.
Why not? It makes sense.
forget you've got it connected. There's someone like,
imagine you made a game where you can visually walk the world and you just put this wherever you walk into, live stream it, like, you know, and then walk, and then that counts your steps.
I think beautiful. Something like that, isn't there, where that marks your steps where you go in the world?
But not with the Switch, the Joy-Cons on your feet.
Oh, no, not with the Joy-Cons, right? No.
That's how you get them.
That's
how you do it.
That's how you get them.
George is going to be on the
inside. You slide around to the side of the shoe.
I tell you what,
and you push it and it pops out.
Fast forward 10 years from now, Digital Monker is picking a pair of these up for a quid. Bobby's shoes for a quid at a car boot. Put them on the shelf. Put them in the eBay store. This is Digital Monkery holding up a pair like earrings.
Or you can make an unofficial controller digital athletic game where you run and you try to chase down my man. I had a brain fart. Stingray. Good luck. Go for it, bro. Yeah, chase him down. Try to catch him. Can't.
Stingray chase.
That's right.
Wow. I mean, if anyone's got the talent to make a Stingray Infinite Runner, whereas escaping the...
Infinite Run, that's what it is.
An Infinite Runner, whereas escaping the FACT, the Federation Against Copyright Theft, and you've got to move the Stingray mobile or him. And when you get hurt as him, Wayne jumps in. You run as Wayne, but he's only got half the speed because he's got little legs. I'm not against him, but he's just very small.
I love it.
Stride.
But he has infinite energy.
Hey, Wayne!
Yeah.
Of course.
You got to give him something, man. If he's stubby, he's got to have some kind of energy, you know? So you got to get that ball rolling over there.
The legs like a blur.
That's it. Yeah, like Sonic when he runs, just a circle. But he never goes anywhere.
But Wayne Ray's only doing like half a mile an hour moving forward.
Yeah. Exactly. But he's moving as fast as he can. It's just not fast enough. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
get in
yes.
there, bro, and I make it.
RGT, I look to you, Community Corrections. Do we have any?
No.
Flawless.
Well, I say no, I haven't checked, but I'm going with no. So if there is none and I've made a problem, then you're going to have to correct me next week on my not knowledge.
Unconfirmed flawless victory. It's on that note. Did we miss anything? Do you have an opinion or take on the news we missed? No doubt you want to pull me up for saying that the Switch can't run expeditions. No doubt I said something equally as gratuitous. And apologies, Mrs. Digital Monker. There's no way that all your earlobes could support a large pair of Clark's trackers without them ripping clean off your head. And we wouldn't wish that on you. Not even slightly. So, you know, pack up all your troubles. RGT, bring me a cup. That's fine. I shall drink some of this humbleness and I shall put it down. Okay. Breathe.
With me.
If you wanted to correct me from my blatant disregard for all things gaming, for my lack of that little big bit of news that we should have included, no doubt there's loads, but there was so much that it's hard to pick through all of it and present it to you in a way that's edible in bite-sized chunks. Hopefully we did a good job of it. You didn't need to get up late to watch Jeff Keighley get smashed by GTA 6 guy. You just needed to listen to our footage, our little show, as you're driving down the A57 somewhere. You know, life treating you well. If we did make a boo-boo, RGT, how would the collected masses get in contact with us and let us know that I shouldn't be allowed on air anymore, how you're the new king of the show, Bobby needs to cut short this Mediterranean extravagance and join us next week, hopefully in a four-way dance with Furke's Triple S, as is known contractually. How would they do that?
You can go to questions at unofficialcontrollerpodcast.com, or you can DM us on Instagram or Twitter, or join the Discord. Without pumping the Discord, but join the Discord.
No, don't say any more about that.
No.
If you're in the know, you're into the show.
That's rule of Discord. You don't talk about
if you know,
Discord.
You know.
If you know, you know.
It's become a speakeasy now.
And I think that's how
speakeasy.
We bumped it. You know, because before we were like, oh, it's really great. Everyone, guys, getting here. And everyone's like, oh, no. They're pumping it too much. I'm not interested. It's not cool. We're not even mentioning it anymore. It's free stuff, much like the show that we give you. Don't get me wrong. My wallet's stinging. But you guys... you're getting the most out of it. So enjoy it, okay? It's not technically free, but we make it free for you.
Mm. We certainly do.
That's good of us, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we do want you to do, actually, listeners, before we let Ray through the drive, I want to just say to you all, thank you for listening, new and old. Some of you have been with us for all 180 episodes. And to you, I say thank you. It's probably been slightly painful for you, but you've enjoyed the whole experience, one would imagine, because you're still here today. If you're new, you joined 3 episodes ago, 2 episodes, 1 episode ago, okay? What we want you to do to help spread the show, and if you're enjoying it, then surely it would help to get other people into it as well. I know you want it to be your little secret, just you and me, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, but the show needs to grow itself. So we're going to ask you to like and share on whatever platform you got it on. Make sure you follow and hit that subscribe button. Get that back catalogue downloaded into your phone. When we mentioned some things across the broad spectrum of 180 episodes that we've covered, the show has seen some evolution, may I say. So watch it go from single-cell amoeba to probably a lame three-legged dog. But that surely has been a journey. And one that you can embrace and enjoy. Yes, the news might be out of date. Yes, the Stingray might be out of date, but the Stingray reference at the start should always bring a smile to your face. And the main topic in the center, the middle of that cough suite in the UK known as a locket, that creamy goodness that just ascends your throat like no other viscous liquid that you would swallow could do.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Not what you were thinking, RGT, and certainly not that.
I was thinking of golden syrup.
Maybe we should do a YouTube. Maybe that's what real podcasters do. They get round and they review crisps or golden syrup versus a locket interior or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Maybe we should abandon the gaming, get rid of the news, bring Stingray out and crucify him, and then just review Pringles.
No, let's stick to the games. I doubt we'll get many views with it.
We'll let the Discord decide. Okay. We'll let the Discord decide.
So basically, the Discord can be, what's his name from Harry Potter?
Voldemort.
Don't say his name.
Mm.
Who's Bobby, actually, name while Potter? You've been off, there's been the clamoring of fans.
Voldemort.
Thanks, Eva. Freshly bronzed from a Mediterranean trip. Looking great. There's been a... Before we let Ray up the drive, I know he's baying at the gates now and he's furious because he's got to get around everywhere.
He's okay, raving.
But Bobby, there's actually a hardcore of fans that want to hear you say Revelio.
Revelio! Revelio! And I must have hit that button 9,000 times in that game.
FearCat76 off of Discord loves that.
Eva was so happy the game was beaten because she never has to hear that again.
Wow.
And my Professor Snape accent I spoke through the entire game with.
You didn't mess with that.
She said, do you want to eat dinner? I said, I will eat dinner when dinner is served. And I was into it, bro. And I quickly got out of it, man.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, with that, Stingray can't waste any more time. He's literally burst through the rusted lock gate that we have down there at Ponsonbury Towers. He ain't bothered. He's going to replace it with a cable tie and a couple of bungees. It's time for a peek in what we affectionately call Stingray's boot, what's nestled between some counterfeit nappies and a dodgy copy of Battle for Endor this week. So these are the new release highlights for the week, August 27th to September 2nd. Listeners, these are out on digital or physical or will be by the time this podcast is in your feed, but could be region dependent. You'd think after 180 episodes I'd know that. You'd think when I first wrote this script, I should have made something that slips off the tongue a little bit easier, like a freshly sucked locket. I'm not even mucking around here. But he's here. I am seeing Ray this week. Now, he's cosplaying as Jeff Keighley, but the only reason I can tell that is because he's wearing his normal clothes, and he's just wearing a name badge that says Jeff Keighley Gamescom. But then I look down at Wayne Ray, and he's gone all in as a miniature version of Phil Spencer.
Wow.
Now, he's pretty much indistinguishable. And I didn't think it was Wayne Ray to start with. I thought it was Phil Spencer at the bottom of the drive. That's how perspective messes with you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how perspective messes with you.
So as he came up the drive, he just didn't get any bigger.
No, that's
it. He stayed the same perspective.
Wow. Well, he drove up in his dad's car. So I just thought that Wayne had, like, Sting had got a really good
place in this. He had a booster seat.
Parked miles away. Booster seat, of course. It's only his legs. Yeah. He's got the full, in my eyes, he's got a full length human torso upper, but some like Lego man legs, literally that size, plugged into
a human body. Wow.
He's a little top heavy, but for the most part, he looks exactly like him. Like that sort of faux American mini spike do that he's got going on. Mm-hmm.
And
he's wearing a black jacket with an Xbox button on it.
Cool.
He's wearing an ASOS Cog Rally t-shirt.
Wow.
And then just some yellow, I guess they're the only minifigure legs he had kicking around. So he's got some yellow. It's a bit ruined at that point, right? He could have got green. It's a rare minifigure leg, if I'm honest with you. He's just plugged the yellows in.
Oh, that's a shame. Can get green ones.
In a strong wind, he's on his back.
Up heavy.
How are you seeing, Bobby? It's been a while since you've seen the Ray, unless you've had him delivering down at the local Greek taverna, but how are you seeing him?
He is very tan, very muscular, very bodybuilder-esque.
Wow.
With a thong.
What, is this Sting?
With a 24-ounce Arizona can between his legs. And,
what?
Yeah. And Wayne looks like Billy Elliot. While jumping around the stage, ready to go. Open that trunk, bad boy. You know what I'm saying?
I did not. I repeat, I did not see that coming. That was deep. Okay. Yeah. RGT.
Yes.
Pull up, muster up. Tell me how you're seeing Sting and his son, if you're seeing his son.
Stingray looks like, can you remember in like the American cinemas years ago, they used to have the salesman who's come around with the strap around their neck carrying the tray in front of them selling their wares.
Yeah.
He's like one of those, but he's just got loaded up with all fake Xbox, PlayStation, Switch Joy-Cons with little Sonic figures tucked in them, like the Realms ones. He's loaded up with tat.
Over here, when you get a moment, RGT's version of Sting, I might be interested. What else are you seeing?
Well, Wayne, surprisingly enough, is dressed up like a PlayStation Portal. But he's trying to stream a game, but every time the haptics kick in, his little legs vibrate. All the way up through his crotch, right up his back. So it's like someone's trying to swing an axe in God of War. He's like it's like a little haptic feedback. So it's very strange, but he's not quite getting a full signal at the moment. So
as good as that is. I don't know why, but I thought you were going to say Sting's pulled a clear controller out of his pocket and Wayne Ray's a dangler.
Like a Realms controller with Wayne in it. Just knocking on the plastic.
Real like a little dangle.
Yeah.
Figures in this controller may seem larger than real life. Before he gets furious for slating his family genetics... I'm going to pull this one out. It's Daymare 1994 Sandcastle. I think I might have the original kicking around somewhere. It's PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, and Xbox One. It's probably not the game that you'd want to take on the go, if I'm honest. Comes out August 29th. Daymare 1994 Sandcastle is a third-person story-driven survival horror game prequel to the critically acclaimed Daymare 1998. Step into the shoes of Agent Dahlia Reese and a former government spy now in the service of Hades' unit, and prepare to face the true horror.
Hmm.
What's next?
We've got Goodbye Volcano High, PC, PS5, PS4. Obviously not another good one for going on the go.
Not at all. Can I just say about this? This was in the PS5 launch trailer hype.
Yeah.
This is why you need a PS5.
Where has it been?
Also coming to PS4.
Hmm. And where has it been since then? I think it's because it was supposed to release early and it's never released. I still got a PS4 version.
They had a descale.
Yeah. August 29th, Goodbye Volcano High is a cinematic narrative adventure about love, change, and the end of an era. Guide Fang through their final year of high school as they try to make things right before time is up.
This is like basically what the PS4 and PS5 are going to do right now.
Yeah.
It literally is.
Which is ironically.
I should have said goodbye, Volcano PS4.
Yeah.
Pro, goodbye, boy. But now, Bobby, this seems like a great game to take on the go. What is it?
It sure does. Samba de Amigo! Party Central on the Switch, August 29th. When I read this, that's how I read it as. It's time to shake it on center stage in this vibrant rhythm action game. Amigo and his friends, which is ironic, are back in Samba de Amigo, Party Central. Pick up your maracas and groove to 40 hit songs from the world's most popular genres, with even more arriving post-launch DLC.
Ooh. You can play this on PC, you can play it on PS4, but I feel like this is a great game to take on the go. It's coming to the Switch, Sea of Stars, August 2019. Is that my mummy mummy?
That's mine.
Yeah, my last one might be my mummy mummy, actually. Mm-hmm. Sea of Stars is a turn-based RPG inspired by the classic. It tells the story of two children of the solstice who will combine the powers of the sun and moon to perform eclipse magic, the only force capable of fending off the monstrous creations of the evil alchemist known as the Fleshmancer. Bobby, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you said that Samba de Amigo in like a Mexican way, which is great. Have you seen that video I tagged you in of the guy who gets the his Mexican colleague? He's Mexican as well, but he gets his colleagues say the American sports teams, like the New York Yankees, and then he puts up a symbol of some cheese or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is. That is absolutely classic. Brilliant.
It is.
What's next out of the boot?
Under the Waves, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, and Xbox One, August 29th. Stan, a professional diver in the North Sea, is struggling to overcome a life-changing loss during an extended mission underwater. Stuck in his self-imposed solitude, he starts to experience strange events that will have to make the most of a significant choice of his life. That's interesting.
It does look interesting, this. Now,
it's a different take of a game now. I quite like the same.
Being a professional diver in the North Sea normally would pick mine and yours either. It's a sim. But actually, no, it's not. It's this weird, like, British North Sea underwater narrative game. Just seems really odd. I've got my eyes on that one. I'm intrigued by it, but we'll see when it releases. What's next, Bobby?
Necro Boy, Path to Evil Ship on the Switch, August 31st. Also, another week of releases and all on all gens. Necro Boy, Path to Evil Ship tells the story of a young necromancer aiming to become the greatest lord of evil. Using his dark powers, he's bringing his necrominions back to life to do his bidding and solve puzzles to venture forth into the crypt of the infamous hero, Necro Man.
What you got, RGT?
Somerville, PS5, PS4, August 31st. In the wake of catastrophe, find the means to make your family whole again.
Wow,
that sells it.
This doesn't seem like a game to take on the go. This, however, is. I can't believe they're still cranking these bad boys out. It's Trine 5, The Clockwork Conspiracy.
Love these games.
PS5, PC, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One. Though if you're looking for a game to take on the go, it's basically a Switch exclusive. August 31st. The Trine series is back with its biggest adventure in their fifth outing. Fifth. I remember when this was the poster boy in the early days of the Wii U that was held up as a great game to play on there. Kind of wasn't true then. It's kind of not true now.
You use the Wii stick to hold the boxes steady while you jump on top of them.
That's it.
They're brilliant games, but people do overlook that they never actually finished a third game. It just stops because they ran out of money.
The whole series is starting to quite show its age now, and I don't find it as compelling as I did when the first game came out. But anyway, the Trine series is about this biggest adventure in their fifth outing. The heroes are trying to pit it against dastardly and duplicitous villains who will stop at nothing to seize control of the kingdom. The clock is ticking to save the world of Trine. Bobby, this last one is my mummy mummy. Give it to me.
And I was wrong, actually.
What's wrong, handsome man?
It's called War Hospital for PC, PS5, Xbox Series X. You don't have those, you're not playing it. Already a win for me. Be a ray of hope among the darkness of war. Manage a British World War I field hospital in a 3D isometric RTS where you lead the medical corps instead of soldiers. Fight for life, soul, and humanity in a world that rejected them in a unique society survival game. Sounds good.
He sounds dark. He sounds a little bit War of Mine, but I quite was intrigued by that take on it. It's not often you see a game that says, you know, I'm going to be brave enough to get rid of the guns, get rid of the gore, not the gore in this case. Going to get rid of the guns. I'm going to get rid of the violence. Well, not the violence in this case. I'm going to get rid of the guns. Well, no, because you're being shot at. I'm going to basically a war game where you don't kill, but you save. Interesting concept. Before our scattered versions of Stingray eviscerate into nothing, gentlemen, what's your VHS retro take home for this week?
I am going to delve deep in the boot, and I am going to have the VHS of Happy Gilmore.
Interesting. Good call. Nice little weekend bank holiday viewing. Bobby, what are you pulling out the boot?
I picked up the entire series collection of 90210.
Wow. On VHS?
On VHS, yeah.
That's a big boot.
Yeah,
It's a lot.
That's the box you know set of all box sets.
You want to change your light bulb? Rent out the VHS box set of 90210 off the Ray. Straight up there.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out, it's a dodgy cam copy from the local Farmington cinema of Ghostbusters Afterlife. Ray hasn't really bothered to get in a new version. He's not bothered. He could have got a 4K rip. He ain't doing that. He's got the cam copy. It's good enough. Do you know what? I quite enjoyed this when I saw it recently. I've kept it back. I've said, no, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Now, let's see how it stands up to subsequent repeat viewings. But on initial viewing, I walked out with a smile on my face. Even that schmaltzy ending, I was almost fighting back the tears. If I was a lesser man, I'd have cried. Nothing wrong with crying, by the way. And maybe I'm covering up the fact that I actually did. And that CGI of one of the characters at the end was actually, for the first time in my life, considering the age of the film, it's not old, but it's not new. He actually looked like the person as well. No uncanny valley, nothing. It was great. With that all said and done, a wisp of smoke, and all I see when I look down on the ground is Wayne's yellow Lego legs.
Just one dance shoe.
Well, he's not getting these back, so that's where you'll find him, on his back, because he ain't walking without these bad boys. Those that have got this far know that the only thing left between us and the outro that is emblazoned on all the merch is, gentlemen, what are you hoping to play? Bobby, let's get straight to you, my friend. It's been a while since we've seen you. You're heading into a new gaming week. What are you hoping to cut your teeth on, friend?
Diablo 4.
That's it. End of story. Done.
That's it. Yeah, well, I was playing Medieval Resurrection. I'm like halfway done with that. So now whenever my stepdad's not on, I'll just do that.
You need to help out my son. He's not my real son. He's my adopted son from the show, Ginge. Yeah, he's like your brother from another mother. Maybe
he is, probably. We're, you know, redheads unite.
Because you're my son and he's my son. It's beautiful.
It is.
Got a thing for redheads, obviously. I didn't know it.
I played with him on the headset a couple times.
You need to recount.
He has to really slow down when he talks.
Why, does he talk fast?
Very fast. I talk very fast too, but it's the whole accent thing.
He's probably having the same issue.
It's unique. Oh. Never kind of heard that kind of English accent, so I respect it. I love accents.
Okay.
I do.
At least in Nottinghamshire, I didn't think it was that too oblique. Obviously, it's...
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's different.
More it's different cool. than mine?
Yeah, very different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ginge, get your American elocution lessons in. You can join Bobby online. nay translator. I don't have a problem understanding him. He's a handsome chap. I've had a few voice notes off of him. I guess it's just the American thing. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
RGT, what are you hoping to play?
Be more bro-tato, I should say. Be playing more of that this week.
Bro-potato.
Yeah, bro-potato. But hopefully this week, as things are settling down a bit, which I'll go into why they've been busy in a moment before we shut off what we're doing. There's games I've started I need to get back onto. So I've got Final Fantasy 16 I need to get back into, Tears of the Kingdom. Them games all need wrapping up. So hopefully I will crack back on with them this week. So, yeah, those mainly.
Okay. Regurgitate your information.
Why
have you been busy?
Well, if you're in the Discord, you'll know that... Let's say my Discord.
It is the place to go to get behind the scenes information about the show.
So you'd have known this if you're in the Discord.
No, the cool kid. People don't go there. Only the cool people go there. Don't make a big thing of it now.
Okay, yeah. So, but we are doing another event this year in October. We've been kindly invited as creators to an event called...
Oh, we can big this up now because it's not in the show. So we've been invited to Format in Manchester, the greatest gaming night out that you can possibly imagine. All the big wigs there, I believe. Sony, Ubisoft, big streamers, all going there for a night up on the tiles with a little bit of gaming involved at night time in Manchester.
Yes. And we've been invited to go, which also, because we have been invited as guests, I shall be putting in the Discord a 25% off for tickets for anyone that follows our show and is in the Discord.
Nice. And I'm feeling pretty saucy. Do you know what? Let's go out on a limb and say, don't crunch at me now, because the UCP credit card, the Pontobrief credit card I've got, still got funds in it. You're not going to waive the 4K one at this. So I'm going to dig deep into the family history and say, two tickets available sometime over the next month for some competition. Two of you will be joining us at Format as guests, as fellows. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, sad to say, but you're going to be doing 25%. I don't think we're on stage at this one, are we, RGT, or no?
No, this is literally just an event, which is an invite-only event of creators, of developers, of hardware people, all in one nightclub with DJs. There'll be games on, there'll be VR stuff. It's the whole lot all mixed into one. So it's just a really good night, bit of networking, meeting, you know, people who have developed the games you love, meeting your favorite streamers or podcasters.
So we will be there. Mm-hmm. We won't be as busy as we normally would be at one of these conventions, but we'll do a little bit of maybe interviewing, a little bit of hobnobbing.
Yes.
But we're going to be relatively a lot more approachable at this one, aren't we? It's going to be more sort of here they are than up on stage, like sort of fallen idols or anything like that. They're just down here on the dance floor, dirty and greasy like the rest of us.
Yeah, and if, you know, like I say, there's people have made a lot of friends through the podcast, and if you want to actually meet up, you know, it could be a good place to all meet up. You know, let's get a bit of the UCP there, let's have a few drinks, and we'll have a good night.
We can thank you in person as well.
Yes.
Another opportunity. So if the last one was in the day, spread into the night time, wasn't it, when we went to Timeless, but mainly in the day and in the middle of the week, which is great for kids and parents who are off school for summer holidays, but a little bit sort of harder for people to get to, take time off work, etc. This one's another weekday event, but it is at night time, allowing people to be able to travel there, maybe get an overnight, long weekend, that sort of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So this is on Thursday, October the 26th.
Get your tickets booked up. You'll see what I look like in real life. It's probably a scary thought. I'm either slightly bigger or slightly
smaller. You'll see George. He'll be in a Switch t-shirt. He'll have a Mario beanie on. He'll have his Clark shoes with two Joy-Cons lit up, sticking out the back like shoe spoilers.
When is this?
October 26th. Are you coming, Bobby? If you came from America, I would literally...
PG.
Probably completely just failed to be able to load my DOS boot screen. Are you coming?
Let's see. I don't know. Let's see.
Ooh, in Manchester as well. So it's got the legs for Bobby because he can see his pocket red devils.
Manchester.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if this would be the first worldwide appearance, so keep it locked in. keep your dial tuned. Whatever it is people say. Have I spoken about what I've been playing?
You know, they're playing.
No, you haven't spoken about
at home that week.
Old Trafford.
Wow. Let me just say what I'm hoping to play. A little bit more Vampire Survivors. I'm going to slide probably on completion of this into Anno. Probably not come up for air until Wednesday. I really shouldn't, you know. Such a great game. Slide into that won't come up for air until Wednesday. Probably feel like I'm going to... I don't know why. Don't hate me, RGT, but I feel compelled to try Mudrunner out again. I feel it's been long enough. I want some of that OG simulation goodness, if I'm honest with you. PS5.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. SnowRunner is like, no. Mudrunner, yes, a bleak, hard to work out, very difficult, disingenuous game, very, you know, off the radar type job. That's, I don't know what it is about. That's what's appealing to me right now. But I'm a strange cat. Have I said Vampire Survivors? Some more of that. Some more Switcher 3 across whatever platforms I can get my groovy mitts onto it. And then whatever else is in the rotation, I shall give a go to. Gentlemen, if that's it, we've covered everything. It's been a bumper show. I hope you've enjoyed it, listeners. RGT, any pearls of wisdom before you go?
No, just thanks for everyone again. In the Discord, I mean, it's always... You know, it's brilliant in there. Everyone's so kind to each other.
Why are you doing this?
Just be quiet for 2 seconds and let me speak.
First rule about Discord, George. Yes, RGT, is you don't talk about the Discord. Oh, right, OGT. Bobby, I'll tell you what.
I'm not asking.
Like. It's like that guy from Harry Potter. What's his name? Voldemort. Yeah, he will stop me there. Don't mention it. No, let me tell you about Discord. What's
no, I'm not asking people to join. I'm just saying thanks to everyone in there because it's very active and everyone is swapping games and selling games and bits and pieces are going backwards and forwards and it's a great little place. Now, if people want to be a part of that, they can, but if they don't have to.
We've backed ourselves in a corner. I don't know what to do anymore. I want to thank people, but I don't want to hype it up and get, you know, make it not seem cool. You know, maybe we just don't, you know, I don't know. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Sorry. Just trying, we're just trying to give you something for free that you don't want, because we've made it appear not cool by hyping it every week. You know, now let's just, we're under the radar. We're in the teen years. We're like a goth. You know, don't look at us. Don't touch us. Don't smell us. Don't look at us. We're gamers. We don't go outside. We don't talk to people. But I might put the odd little word of three on the Discord. Boom. That's who you are getting there. To the other listeners that aren't in there, the least you could do for us is click like, click share, click subscribe, download all the episodes. Oh, it doesn't matter if I download all the episodes or not, George. Yes, it does. It matters to me. And it matters to RGT, it matters to Bobby, and it matters to Seb.
Big difference.
And if it shouldn't matter to the four horsemen of the apocalypse, it certainly matters to Sting and Wayne. Okay? That's now directly plumbed into whether they can eat or not. Okay? So if we don't get a load of subscribes, we don't get a load of follows, Sting may be gone from the show forever. Controversy. Okay? Yep. That's what you're doing to the two most popular things to crawl out this show.
And you do not want that on your conscience.
No. Mm-mm. Because Sting is probably the only unifying factor across this whole show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
100%.
And the reason, if you want a Sting t-shirt, we're just going to send you a white t-shirt in the box and you just have to imagine. Maybe the UCP logo in the bottom right corner. And that's it. And that will, people will know that's the Ray shirt because they imagine what's on it. Oh, man, nice t-shirt. What's with the plain white t-shirt? Stingray, isn't it? Look at him. Bada binks to get on the artwork. I want a Stingray t-shirt by dinner time. Don't leave him out of the cupboard, RGT, until he's done the drawing. Feed him some little bits of Parma ham under the door.
Smoke coming out of his laptop, poor boy. Because he's designing a lot for us, I will add to that.
You beat me to it. Okay.
Yeah, there was an uncomfortable silence that I thought I'd better break.
I didn't know whether you were going to take it somewhere dark, and then when you did,
no,
our job. And then you came in with the cover up, and it was like, okay, let's just let it go.
Yep, let's leave it there.
Good, gentlemen. It's been an absolute joy to record with both of you today. It's been a pleasure and an honour, and it does me good to see both of you, the bronzed, honed, and muscular cherub face of Bobby. Okay. Cherubs aren't fat, bro. Let's just get it out there, okay? Cherubs are just a baby face in my eyes, okay? And you are a perfectly formed human being in every single way, and I love you, and it's good to have you back. RGT,
love you too.
Without you, I think the show would have been in the bin over a year ago, but you dragged it out, you give it a brush off, and now it's looking shinier and more presentable than it's ever been. And the quality of guests that you're attracting at the moment, I think thanks to your good looks and, may I say, toned up a body and almost quaffered Brill Cream style of hair that you present in these days. I do really think that this sort of...
Bro, he delivers, dude.
He does every single time. Delivers. And I think this persona he's taking on, that Dave Mallard, the Audi version of Nathan Drake. There's another, I want that on a t-shirt as well by dinner time, Sunday. Next Sunday, Badaming. So I'm giving you time. I want a Dave Mallard played by RGT t-shirt. I don't know what game series Dave Mallard's in. It can't be Uncharted, can it? So it's got to be like...
Unchained.
Unchained.
You could be Sully. Get a cigar, bro.
Bobby Sully, okay?
Oh, yeah, he's got to be Sully. Grow a moustache.
Yeah, he's got the look. He's got the style. He's got that sort of...
Yeah.
He's got that persona to him. He's like an absolute stud muffin. I can probably be Sam, you know, rock up at the end when it's all done, just suddenly appear, that brother out of nowhere type guy.
You do look like...
You did it.
Good you job, did it. I'm still reeling from you saying I look a bit like you.
You do.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That grizzled mane that he has. That's me, is it?
The male in the 5 o'clock shadow I've ever seen.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's painted on like Hulk Hogan, but there you go. I think on that sort of facial follicle ringer of an end note, thanks, Dave Mallard. That's all we have time for this week, listeners. As always, thank you for your time. I look forward to the pleasure of speaking to you again next week. Until then, happy gaming. Remember, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with being given the unofficial controller. It's what you do with it that counts. See you guys.
Laters, bro-taters.